Blog Talk Radio.
What's popping, everybody? What's popping, everybody? So here's my thing. I just personally don't think the shit's going to last, if you really want to know.
Who knows? But if you don't want to lose her, then she looks like she's a good woman. And stop trying to have a camera that comes to a woman outside the camera, okay? Have a conversation with your woman. That's your wife. And treat her as such. That's how you get these strips on your back. See if you get your wife. You've been on my mind. You are a bitch. You sit up here and gossip like a bitch all day. Ooh, that was intense. That was intense. How much did that read actually get? Because he's tired of being the nerd in the corner, digging in his butt, sniffing his finger, and hoping that somebody will talk to him. But the only reason why they want to talk to him is because they know that he has the answer to the test. Sexual, but we say allegedly here because nobody believes. So allegedly, people did not like what T.S. Madison said.
in it. Tasha Kay was basically saying that, you know, women are insecure.
You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind. And I gotta just keep it a steady style. Like, you've been on my mind. We just got to keep it. We got to keep it a stilly stack. Like, we just got to keep it a stack. Like, we have to keep it real. We have to keep it very, very real. We have to keep it real. Okay. Can y'all hear me? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? We got to get into some things today. Did y'all come to talk about it? Because I don't know about y'all, but I came to get into some motherfucking things. Oh, we got a lot to get into. It's going to be a legendary show. y'all can't hear me? Y'all can't hear me? Hold on, don't say that.
Y'all can't hear me?
Oh, they said they can hear me. Oh, okay, don't play that. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live with another video, and we are back to get into some things, all right? I just want to make sure we got a mic check. If you guys can hear me, drop some bells and bombs in the comments, okay? Oh, the bells is hitting real loud tonight. I know y'all couldn't see me. That was the whole point. Y'all always want to see me. Listen, I didn't want y'all to see me in that second, okay? All right. Well, here's the tea. So I don't know if you guys have been watching. Well, if you're a returning subscriber, then you guys know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, I say welcome and hello, okay? I'm just trying to wait a few minutes to get the people in here, and then we're going to really get into some things. I want to say shout out to the Zeus Network, because ever since the Black China situation, Zeus has really been capitalizing. They had a couple hiccups with the Tokyo Tony. That was trash. Didn't watch the Tokyo Tony, nor did I watch the Michael Blackson. However, I was very, very interested in the Jocelyn Hernandez. Zeus, call me if you need someone to host the reunion, okay? Because I would love to talk to Jocelyn and the $2 host. All right, no, but honestly, and then here's another one. They have this Zeus News where they're now discussing, well, they're now having conversations, and they're allowing people to facilitate conversations amongst one another without actually having therapy or outsiders involved. And this first Zeus News exclusive was about Princess and Ray J. Okay, and so I think that they're doing good, because I feel like Zeus is really upping the bar with the stars that they're having on the show, and I think that and contrary to what people are saying, somebody's getting paid, because these celebrities wouldn't be going on here if there was no check involved. However, I do think that they like the idea that they can, you know, executive produce and create their own reality show. And they probably get a lot more money, and they're probably saying, to hell with Mona Scott, we get to push our own narrative. So Zeus is coming for that Mona Scott check. Okay. But anyway, let's just get into some things, because I was actually watching this episode. I wasn't going to watch it because I didn't think I was going to be interested in it, but I'm actually interested in it. I'm in it. I'm interested in the Ray J Princess Love piece. And there was a lot there for me. First, I would say it was a little, to me, I was like, oh God, this looks like me and my man going back and forth. But this just was like any couple arguing. It was like a little bit was too much, because I kind of felt like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of an argument, because I just hate arguing with my significant other. However, it happens, okay? And just watching them two argue, it just kind of felt like, oh God, and I don't want to hear two other people bickering. Me and my man, we have our own thing going, you know? We got enough going on to sit and watch somebody else bicker through and not really hear each other. But since they are celebrities, since they did put it on TV or national app, then we will have to discuss it. And so I'm going to just start off by letting y'all know, we might not agree with everything that I say tonight or today or whatever, wherever you are when you're listening to this. However, but we don't have to agree on everything. We can agree to disagree, okay? And before I get started, I will let you know that I am drinking Minute Maid and tequila, so you know it's going to be that kind of conversation, okay? The call lines will be open as well. All right, so let's just jump into it. I'm just going to shoot straight to the point. I'm Team Ray J with this. I'm Team Ray J. I like Princess, but I'm Team Ray J, and I'll tell you why that I'm Team Ray J. I feel like the way Princess handled this whole situation was not right. So if you guys don't know kind of what's going on, Ray J and Princess basically were in Las Vegas. They had got into it. He ended up leaving her at a hotel room or at a high rise. Like, but it was not a hotel room like a hotel that maybe you or I would stay at. It was a hotel that millionaires stay at. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got some real money. So it's not no regular hotel. You know what I mean? And he left her there with a full staff, her mom, hair, makeup, and the two kids, all right? So Ray J goes and he does his gambling thing and, you know, he's in Vegas or whatever, you know? But she goes and posts on social media that he left her stranded. And so there's this big uproar on social media about Ray J leaving his pregnant wife stranded in a hotel room or in Las Vegas by herself while she's got the two kids with her, hopelessly, helplessly out there in Vegas, you know, human trafficking and all these different things can happen to her. And, you know, there's this narrative painted that, you know, Ray J is out and sleeping with prostitutes and strippers, okay, in Las Vegas. And so they're finally coming together to talk about the incident, to see if they can mend back their relationship, to see if the marriage can actually work, if the relationship is worth solving. Now, that was just the brief synopsis. Y'all got to actually watch the show to really get into it, because I'm just going to tell you my opinion, all right? My opinion is this. I am not for Princess Love because I don't like the way that she did the situation as far as exposing their personal business on social media. Ray J being the public figure or the breadwinner of the family, the celebrity, if you will, the more prominent figure, you know, it's enough that he has to watch out for blogs and opportunists and members of his team and friends and other people like that speaking out or trying to capitalize off of his fame or, you know, selling stories or just doing tasteless things that can show him in a negative light, you know, for clout or for whatever, for their own selfish gain. And I feel like he shouldn't have to worry about that from his wife. And so I feel like she did him a disservice as his wife to go and blast that they had got into it, because he didn't go cheat on her with the strippers before she posted on social media that he left her stranded. They actually had got into an argument like regular couples do. And because he wanted to move to Vegas, she didn't want to move to Vegas because, granted, she seen that while he was in Vegas, he just had a little bit too much fun in Vegas. He was always at the casino at late, late, late times of night. And so she realized, you know what, Vegas could be a little bit of a backstep for this relationship. So I don't think that we want to move to Vegas. But the idea was they actually were going to move to Vegas, okay? He had put money down. He was working on some deals, spending a lot of money. They were going to move to Vegas. She didn't want to move to Vegas anymore because she felt like it was going to be a distraction. Okay, I'm with her on that. But now they go back and forth and have an argument. I want to move to Vegas. I don't want to move to Vegas. I want to move to Vegas. I don't want to move to Vegas. Well, you get out. Well, forget you. And F you, Brad. What? They're arguing like couples argue. He leaves her and goes and plays his games and does what he's doing in Vegas. And he left her at the room by herself or with her mom and her team and this, that, and the third. She gets online because they're arguing back and forth through text, and they're probably being really petty and really nasty. So he blocks her because he's like, girl, I'm in Vegas. I'm not going to argue with you right now. I want to be here in Vegas. And like, girl, you don't want to be here. We're not seeing eye to eye right now. So it is what it is. I'm tired of arguing with you through text. I'm blocking you. So because he blocked her from sending messages in, she was sending the paragraphs and he was trying to enjoy himself or trying to block out because he spent over $2 million or whatever the case may be down on a property. Granted, he didn't tell her about it, but in his mind, he's thinking that they're moving to Vegas. And so, but not knowing that she's looking at his pattern of gambling all night and thinking, no, I'm not moving to Vegas with this nigga and we're not moving here. So she says, well, you know what? I was going to stay in LA and you move to Vegas. So they're arguing. He doesn't want to argue anymore. So he blocks her. And because he blocked her and she couldn't get through to him anymore, she goes and posts on social media that he left her and his family stranded. So what does that do? That causes a social media frenzy. So opportunities, brand deals, sponsors, whatever those business dealings that he's had, they pull out. They start to reschedule. They start to pull out of the deal. There's money lost. And anybody knows we are in a very sensitive time right now. We are in cancel culture at its finest, okay? So you got to think, if you are a woman and then you have two children and you are considered I'm not the underdog. That's not the word I'm looking for. But you are the lesser of the prominent figures, whereas Ray J is the prominent figure. He is the public figure. He makes money based upon his likeness, his relationships and his persona and, his image. That is how he is able to score deals, get places, and inevitably make money for him, her, and the rest of the kids. So if she goes out and puts this narrative out that he's a bad man and a bad dad and he will leave his wife and leave his kids stranded, no brands are going to want to stand behind that because they don't want to take the risk. They can't take the L from associating with a man that does not love a black man that doesn't love his wife or take care of his kids, a rich black celebrity, Ray J, Brandy's little brother. You know what I mean? Like all of that. So people are saying, hey, Ray J's a liability. He's got too much going on with his personal life. He's got too many issues going on with his wife. He's got too many issues going on with it, over there. We can't have that stuff bleeding over into our business. So guess what? We'll reschedule. We'll wash our hands of, the whole Ray J project. So that's what happened to him. And when that happened to him, he's pissed, as he should be. He's pissed. Like, did this chick just go to social media and do what she did? Now it's taking money not only out of my pocket, but out of her pocket and the kids' pockets, because I'm sure he got the most money. Let's just be real. So if he's not making money, I'm sure the family is not going to be doing well. I'm sure they're not going to be living lavish and driving Range Rovers and doing this and doing that because she doesn't have more money than him. Okay? So by her doing that, I felt like there was a lot there for him. He was very, very angry. He was frustrated. And I'm not making an excuse for what he did. But you know what? In his mind, it's over. I'm done with her. Because I can't trust her because she would take it to social media. And to a certain degree, I understand that. Being a public figure myself, if my man ever took one of our arguments and posted it on Instagram or YouTube for you, the consumer, to see what's going on in our private home, I will never take you back, ever. Because if you would go and expose me to the public, it's no telling what you would do or what you would say. So there, and being a public figure, people, there's money attached to stories and salaciousness and things like that. It's one thing to worry about a blog or a best friend or a family member or a close friend, but to have to worry about the very person that you lay with, sleep with, and are the most vulnerable with, if they're willing to go and expose you to social media, it's like, girl, I can't trust anybody. So at that point, I could see why he's like, I don't want to be with her no more because she'll go to social media. She will go to the internet. So, he did some dumb nigga shit. What'd he do? He went to the strip club. But I'm not sure if it was very clear. But clearly, he said it himself. He said he was hiding in the bitch. Okay? He said he went to the strip club. He had the money going. The ceilings was up. He was probably loaded, zooted, canooted, and tooted. Okay? Because we'll get to that in a second. But anyway, and he probably, a few bitches, period, okay? And that's Princess's problem. So she wants to get to know who wore the horse in the, that he was sleeping with and he was entertaining and this, that, and the third. However, going into the show, they couldn't really get to that point because she did not want him to explain how he got to that point. See, a lot of people are like, Ray J was, if you watch the interview or you watch the show, it could come across like Ray J was trying to dance around the questions. To a certain degree, he was. But at the same time, I think he was trying to let her know, listen, before we could even address what I did, which I understand is wrong, at least let me understand what led me to this space. And I think that's very important to understand what got him to a place where he felt like we were done. Because in his mind, if my wife is willing to expose me on the internet over a minute argument, I don't want to be with her anymore. I don't trust her. We don't need to be together at all. That's what was going through his head. And you couple that with ego, money, fame, hurt, and frustration, you're going to get a man spending some money at a strip club and going to take it, going to go beat another bitch back in. That's just what it is. But on the flip side, in Princess's defense, if there is one, she probably could feel like, I can't deal with you because You know, you're a little bit of a narcissist. You could be a little bit arrogant because you are a celebrity. And Ray J probably can come across, and he does come across as a little bit manipulative. But she knew that when she married him. She didn't feel that way when she thought she was going to be able to change him when she took him from Tierra Marie. This is her karma. Okay, it was all good when you know, she took him from Tierra Marie and she got pregnant by him. And she thought she was going to be the one to change him. He had been cheating, okay? So this seems like, it, you know, the relationship is not going to work because he has some things that he needs to deal with, and then she has some things that she needs to deal with. But it's not going to work in my mind because he doesn't trust her because he feels like she'll speak out, and she doesn't trust him because she feels like he's a cheater. And both of these things are probably true. Okay, but I don't really feel too bad for Princess because she wants these things taped on camera. So, you know, girl, at the end of the day, this is all about a check and exposing. You have a whole network of people recording you and your man argue. What in the hell are you doing? Why are y'all doing this on TV? Why are you doing this on TV? So, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. It was very, very, very uncomfortable watching Ray J sit down in that chair. I felt like I seen a side of Ray J that I had never seen before. To me, I don't know. I can't just be putting abuse and substance abuse and drugs on people because drugs affect people differently. But Ray J was tweaking like a... Okay, I don't know about you, and I don't know if you've seen the same thing, but Ray J, you definitely was tweaking, nickel. But I like Ray J, and we both got this. We got the stomach. You know, she tried to come hit you below the belt and tell you to suck your stomach in, and I was with you because I got the stomach too, brother. So we know, you ain't tell her to suck her stomach in, so she ain't got to tell you to suck yours in. You know what I'm saying? We like our stomach like that. I don't really like mine, but I'm learning to love it. Okay, but anyway, no, I'm saying this to say, listen. Ray J, you just kept pulling on that little jacket, and you needed to smoke every 5 seconds. You was itching like that. It was just like, well, I don't know if he was really itching like that, but I felt like he wanted to itch like that. But, you know, nigga, you was tweaking. You don't ever need to tweak. Like, whatever you hit before you came and sat down on there, don't hit that again before you go on TV, okay? Because you was over there like this, and he was ducking off. You was lit. Okay, that was some good shit that you hit before you came down there, but you should have hit that shit after. Okay, you don't hit that shit right before you start filming, nigga. You know that. Why would you hit that shit like that right before you sat down? Whatever you hit some good shit. Motherfucker was over there like this. Can I get some champagne? I'm like, what the fuck did this nigga just hit? Are we going to sit and act like this nigga not tweaking right now? Is nobody going to mention that? I mean, is anybody going to say something? And she's sitting there looking like this. She knows the nigga wouldn't hit something. Usually the cameras will follow you, but he made it very clear. The cameras will not follow me to the back because usually when I go to the back, I'm going to hit something. Okay. And I'm not, it might be weed, it might be a bop. I don't know what it is, but it was good, bitch, and it'll knock you off your rocker, okay? But you don't need to do that again before you have a conversation, Ray J. It really pulled you out of character. And I'm looking, I couldn't really listen to what you were saying because I'm looking at how hard you tweak. Okay? So you don't want to do that no more because that wasn't really a good look. Oh. All right, so, and then he said, he said he was really, really, he was up for days and days and days and days. So we know you get full, Ray J, but listen, the world don't need to know that you get full, okay? You can get full to hit your cigarette, bitch. You know, we've all been there before. It is what it is. You've grown. But don't do that in an interview, okay? Do not get full like that before an interview. You lose your power, sir, and your friend should have told you don't get high like that before your interview. Now, one thing I did not like is Princess is a little petty and she is argumentative. See, I see a lot of myself in Ray J, and I see a lot of my partner in Princess with the frustration that he gets from her because he asked her a simple question. He said, hey, Are you drinking champagne? Which lets me know that, I don't know, there was a conversation about her drinking champagne or her drinking, period. I don't know. But she knew that he wouldn't have wanted her drinking that champagne. And she had that champagne sitting there or whatever the case may be. And she said, I do now. And she said, you know, so why are you drinking champagne? Like, so you're really drinking champagne? And she said, yeah, I'm doing drinking what I want to. I'm doing what I want to do. And he said, well, why do you have an attitude? She said, I don't. I said, I'm drinking champagne. He said, all you have to do is say yes or no. She said, I said yes. He said, no, you didn't. You said, I'm drinking what I want. I'm doing what I want to do. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, that's exactly what you said. I cannot stand when a person, you didn't simply say yes. Don't tell me that you said yes after you answered sarcastically with an attitude. You didn't say yes first. What you said first was, oh, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm drinking what I want to drink. I'm drinking what I, like, you didn't just say yes. So she plays those games. And I also realized Princess is a little bit of a manipulator, and she'll bend the truth, okay? Or she'll exaggerate a story to fit her narrative. And I didn't like that about her either. Yes, I'm not saying anything's wrong against sex trafficking. I don't know when that is a thing, you know, and we support all women that have been through that, and I'm not downplaying the people that have experienced that at all. However, she made it seem like that Ray J left her on the side of the road in Las Vegas with no food, no car, no debit card, just pregnant with 1-year-old, and just was like, all right, floozy, figure it out. No, girl, you had your whole vehicle. You had a whole Range Rover. You had your whole hair and makeup team. You were in a freaking penthouse studio. The thing, or a hotel, the issue was you got pissed off because you were sending those text messages and they was not showing deliver because you were blocked. So you went on social media to blast him to get a response. And you, my friend, you are a that I cannot trust, period. Because you know what Princess strikes me as? Princess Rager, you better watch it. And it's probably too late because she got the kids by you. You know, but Brandy didn't like her, and your mama didn't like her, and you should have paid attention, because guess what's going to happen now? When this shit ends, because I know this is not going to work. You might work it out a little bit after the show, but for the this is not going to last. You guys are going to end up separating. You know what's going to happen? Princess is going to end up doing a reality show about dating you, or she's going to write a tell-all book on you. And guess what? It's going to be too freaking late, because that's all she knows. She is a reality TV star. That's how you met her. Reality TV. So she's going to react like a reality TV star reacts. Get clout, get filmed by any means necessary. Stay relevant and collect the check. And this is, she got 2 checks coming, but why not get a 3rd? I'm just saying. So it is what it is. So we'll take some calls. I want to know who you guys are here for. Are you here for Ray J? Are you here for Princess? I'm team Ray J in this matter, because there's so many times where the men gets the bad rap just because it's the woman and the woman has the kids. But in this instance, I feel like Princess is stranded. It's not me and yo stranded. Stranded to me is not being able to text my man and get a response. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here in luxury. And you know what her response was? Well, I didn't want to have to drive and get gas and get pulled over because it's human trafficking. Okay, I understand. But that means, girl, you don't want to drive nowhere, because you're trying to make it seem like, girl, that was the only time that you could have been possibly picked up for human trafficking. Bitch, you could be going to your local CVS and get picked up for human trafficking. The minute you get in the car and go to the gas station, anywhere you go, somebody can pick you up for human trafficking. So that's some bullshit, Princess, but you use that to spin your narrative. And the T is, you did not want to address why you took the business to social media, yet you just justified it and made it seem as though Ray J, that would be the only way that Ray J would talk to you. Well, yeah, because he had to. He probably didn't want to go back and forth with you in Las Vegas, probably hitting low blow from low blow, because I know that she can be a low blow kind of girl, because you heard him trying to, you heard, if you watched the episode, she was trying to throw shots at his stomach, saying, tuck your stomach in. So I'm sure they were getting real nasty in them texts. She was probably calling him little, you know, nothing ass, broke ass, Brandy's little brother. And he was probably calling her a broke ass Floyd Mayweather ex side bitch. And she probably told him he was nothing. He wished that he was with Kim K. And he probably fucked around and said, bitch, you'll never be Kim K. I wish I was Kim K. You know, who knows? I mean, you know, he it probably gave all that. Okay, so he probably was like, you know what, let me hit my bag of dope and go play at the casino, and I'm going to deal with this BS later, and you know what, I'm probably going to go fuck me a bit. Well, no, he said that after she went and exposed him. Then he went and hit him a couple of bags of dope, and then he went and went and him a Las Vegas hoochie. Hey, Cash Doll. So, this is what it is. So, that's just my opinion. So, I want to know what you guys think about the situation. So, I'm going to open up the call line. And we're going to talk about it. So, the call in number will be right up here. Boom. So, if you guys would like to get into some things, feel free to call in. The number is 563-999-3658. Let's get into it. Let's see. Okay, 214-9055, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Hello,
hey, what's going on?
Hello, my dear. So, first, of course, I have to say it, production on point. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Always give us what we want. We love it. Cannot get enough of it. Second, what you have just mentioned, you know, the back and forth, you know that happened. You are
yes.
So correct. You basically just dictated what we all know. It got real gutter,
mm-hmm.
real mean, real gutter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take a man so far. So he did the what he knows what to do. Step out of the situation. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
want to go back and forth with her. They have children, and I believe at that time she was pregnant, and he is in Vegas. He's like, you know what? I'm stepping away. She has everything she needs, and I'm really
mm-hmm.
happy you're bringing this up, because many of us, we did not know this side of the story. I'm literally thinking human trafficking. She's pregnant. These children, she's by herself in Vegas. You always think the worst, especially as women. So she is playing on people's emotions. She
yeah.
is, and that's not cool. Don't do that. This man, you have children with this man. This isn't just some random guy that you're messing with. You have children. You have a home with him. You have a home. And he does keep you fed. She looks well-dressed. She looks very pretty, very feminine. Yes. He has done some things to her, you know, the pool drop. That was several years ago, and they've moved on from that. She really
mm-hmm.
needs to start working and building with this man. And you really are making some good points, because it's both of them need to grow up and work things out together. They really, really do. And so consistently attacking him, attacking his manhood, making comments about him probably being a provider, bringing up, you know, Brandy's little brother, all of that stuff, and probably even more gutter. It does not look good. She has to stop this. You have children with him, and I really hope she can see that for herself. She
mm-hmm.
really, really can see that for herself. And also, last, you and Zeus need to get something together, because I really would not have at all watched this. Now I'm about to pay money for Zeus, because you're making it so, like, oh my, really? You really are bringing this up. So keep these coming.
Well, say that again. Make sure you guys go and DM Zeus and tell and let them know that Armand has sent you. And
yeah.
they'll respond. Listen, we did it before, so if we can do it in a negative way, let people tag Zeus over there and let them know, listen, Armand sent me. And so I'm going to remember this timestamp, and I'm going to crop this, and we're going to send that to Zeus. So if all my people, go let Zeus know that you want to see me host one of these reunions, and I sent you over there. Okay?
Oh,
we want
goodness.
The Jocelyn Hernandez
yeah.
reunion. Let's get into it.
That would be a mess. I can just, even the thought about it. Okay, Armand, you're the best. Love you, dear. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. But yeah, so let me tell y'all something. We have power on this platform. Y'all remember when all y'all canceled y'all subscriptions and then Zeus came back and they cleared it all up? I want to thank each and every one of you guys for doing that. So if you guys go and let them know, hey, we want to see Armand host one of these reunions, the B&B Squad, we might really be getting into some things. But it's going to take all of us to do so. I can't do it by myself. So for those of you guys that want to see us, you know, win, I want you guys to go let them know that I sent you and you guys want to see me do one of these reunions. All right. Let's take another call. 301-6919, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand, I want to say I love you so much.
Hi, I love you too.
Okay, so what I have to say is that I think Ray J was tweaking a lot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a lot, but I think Princess was wrong because you never take your personal stuff to social media at all, especially when you're in a serious relationship and it's out there in the world for everybody to see because everybody's going to have something to comment on it.
And can I just be a little bit messy?
Yes.
And not to mention, because I just thought about this as well, and it's no shade, but Princess, you sit on the phone with Tasha K. So that shows a lot about your character. So for that reason alone, I would not, if I was Ray J, trust you. You sit with the messiest person on the internet whose whole job is to expose dirty laundry and negative things, and you sit and talk to Tasha K. So I was Ray J, I would be like, this hoe, which she, Princess would be the one to do an interview with Tasha K about Ray J.
Yeah,
period.
I think she was supposed to do one. Or they were supposed to have a sit down or something, Tasha K said. But what was I about to say? But the mother said it a long time ago in Love and Hip Hop, like, she doesn't respect Princess because she always has to go to social media and air out their business and stuff. So I would have listened to the mama back then because mama knows best.
Because
if your mama not feeling
I'm lying. For those people who say I'm lying, no. Tasha K sits on the phone with Lyrica, and Lyrica and Princess Kiki Kai Kai. So Lyrica told Princess about Tasha K, and Princess and Tasha K got on the phone together, and that's what it was. So I don't lie. One day you guys will realize I don't have to lie on nope. Okay? So Princess, your credibility is trash.
Okay, thank you, Armand. That's
thank
all
you,
I have
caller.
To say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 609-2846, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's poppin', boo? What's going on? Let me tell you something. The niggas get silly in Philly, okay?
Yes, they are, sweetie. I got through. I'm excited about that, but I'm going to get right to the point. I'm Team Ray J. Princess is just too naggy and all of that other stuff. I'm not falling for the tricks and all of that stuff that she's doing. And I'm just with Team Ray J. And I think I've seen the part when she was on the phone with Tasha K, giving her all the dirt and all that type of stuff. But how you on the phone exposing your husband rather than talking to him first? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
for
I'm
that reason alone, I feel like Ray J, this is why I don't feel like the relationship will work as a collective. Because Ray J has a cheating spirit, okay?
Yes.
And it might be a
she
gambling spirit. Well, yeah,
yes.
Because that's how she got him, because he was with Pierre Marie, and she took him from Pierre Marie, but she felt like she was going to be the one to change him, and she felt like, you know, she was a little bit prettier than Tierra, and this, that, and third, so she got herself knocked up, but it is what it is, and now here you are, okay, but at the same time, she has a social media addiction, okay?
Exactly,
her answer
is,
I will out you to the blogs, and now you know, so and who wants to lay what a that would out you to the blog. Who wants to lay in the bed? And you got to think about it. Ray J's image is his money. Ray J's brand is his money. So you tarnish this man's image and brand, do you realize that you will not be able to live the lifestyle you live?
You won't have
Or it's going to be very, very difficult for your two children that you had by this nigga. But a lot of these women don't even give a damn about the kids. They only think about themselves.
She don't give a damn what does she really do, though? Princess don't got no money, right? She don't do shit, right?
Right.
No, she don't have a job or anything. So, like you said, if she tarnished that, what will they live off of? How will they be or whatever from there? You know? But, yes, I'm Team Ray J. Always will be. Always have been. I love Ray J. I ain't with the princess. I'm not doing that. Okay? But I got through. I love you. Thank you.
I love you, too. Shout out to Philadelphia.
All right,
bye.
All right, Philly niggas.
Hey, it's niggas out in Philly, okay? It's niggas in Philly, okay? Let's go. I'm in the mood today. I'm in the mood to get into some things, okay? I moved into my new house, bitch. It was a lot going on, so now we have less than the lighting is so right here now. You know, it's really giving me what I need over here now. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good space. It's just, you know, we back. All right. 319-2130, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's going on?
Hey, okay, so I have a question for you,
okay.
Armand.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Zeus did reunion shows. They do that?
Well, they might. They're growing, so who knows? We want to put it in the atmosphere. Why not be the first?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to see. Okay, I get it.
Yes. Why not? Because here's the thing, they're a growing network. So if you let them know, listen, they can build a space. You just never, one of these days, eventually, don't you think there'll be a reunion? I think so.
Oh, I think there already should be. I think it should be because I watch Zeus.
Yes, it should be.
I think there should be. I mess with Zeus. I like Jocelyn's show and all that. It's entertaining to me.
Yes.
Something to do when I'm bored. But so this is what I wanted to say about the whole Princess and Ray J situation. I feel like Ray J, in the words of Judge Mathis, is a crackhead.
Okay.
He moves like a crackhead. He acts like a crackhead. He acts like he's on some type of drugs. And he's just too worried about the street life. He's too worried about partying all the time. You know, she wants to settle down and have her family and stuff, but he ain't trying to do that. But in the meantime, she's making herself look so dumb doing all this stuff and all these interviews with this man. Like putting her business out on Front Street, that's so stupid.
So whose team are you on?
I'm not on either one of their teams.
Oh, so you think that they're both trash.
I feel like they're both, yes, I feel like they both are a hot ass mess. Sorry if I'm not supposed to cut, but I feel like they're both a hot mess. And they need to keep that stuff off, like they're just making their situation work. Because when their kids get older and look back on this, like, dang, this is what y'all went through? You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not a good look for them at all. I feel like
Thank
Princess
you,
has low self-esteem.
Oh, okay. So you feel like, what makes you feel like Princess has low self-esteem? She's a very pretty girl.
There's no reason she should have to stay and deal with that whatsoever. She needs to realize her worth and get up and leave.
But do you realize that Princess inserted herself? It takes two to tango. So she knew what she was getting when she was going after Ray J. Ray J was in a full relationship with Tierra Marie. So she wanted this just as much as he did. Like,
exactly.
I don't think that that's fair. Like, she knew what she was doing. Right.
She thought she could change what all females do when they get with a man like that. They think, oh, he'll change for me. He's going to love me more type thing. You know what I'm saying?
She felt like her punan was made out of crystal and gold pepper.
Yes.
And it might be, but it still wasn't enough to keep the nigga.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's get into some things. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Princess, is this you calling me blocked? Hello?
Is this on?
Hanging up on you. I just hung up on you. You took too long. All right, 816-7635. You're live on the air.
Well, how am I? How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. This your homegirl sitting in against the green tea. So,
okay.
I'm Team Ray J. Princess Love real spiteful. Like, she does stuff to try to hurt people's feelings and always make herself look stupid. Like, how she met him in the first place. You was Floyd's side piece. So how all of a sudden, you know, Floyd dished you and started messing with somebody else. So she thought she was going to be spiteful and go mess with his best friend, which was Ray J. Ray J didn't care. You was cute and some cooch. So he was with it. He wasn't feeling Floyd no way, no way.
Coochie, coochie,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Red coochie. I'm never going to make it.
Coochie, coochie.
Then, remember when Ray J had pushed her in the pool and she was outside? You put your hands on it, this. If everybody watched that scene, like we watched that scene, Ray J didn't
right.
do nothing but
he
step
did
back
not push
and she
her.
Lost
yes.
her balance.
Right.
She lost her balance. She called Tierra Marie every dirty, nasty cooch in the book. And girl,
yes,
look at you. You wanted that nasty pain. That was all in that nasty cooch. Look at you.
I know you fucking lying.
No, you fucking yes. In my head, Armand, I swear to God, you my best friend. Like, in my head, you be talking to me.
And you know, that's good. Yes. I'm talking to you. I love you. Yes, we love that. This is what we, this is how we give it up over here, okay? We sit up here, and in the middle of the day, we just sit up here and gossip and get into some things. And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, gossip helps the world go around. Anybody that tells you that they don't like gossip is a motherfucking lie. Because let me tell you something. Everybody has a good gossiper that they like to listen to spill the tea. Don't get it twisted. Ray J and Princess, and they're all watching now. Trust me.
And then another thing about Princess, and like you said, ain't no way she just sit on the phone and gossip back and forth with Tasha K. And then for her to even let Tasha K. Girl, yeah, tell them I said it. Tell them I told you this.
Right.
You don't even care. You're supposed to be the source, honey. You're supposed to be the low key. Now, something come up on Love and Hip Hop. Y'all already know. She got it from Princess Love. She got it from Princess. You should keep that a secret. Like,
right.
You a spiteful little nasty little. She cute now, but she real ugly on the inside. Cause all that Ray J got that man body with that baby, that belly. It was kind of cute on it for a second, and she always tried to suck your belly in. Suck that bottom lip in.
Oh, okay. Princess, you hear that? These women is not feeling you because I know a lot of women, no shade right now, and I don't know if it's all for the right reasons, but I know a lot of women to go lift up Ray J belly to suck kid. Okay.
Right. That belly was kind of cute on you.
Okay. Period. Pull. All right. Thank you, caller.
Period. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Princess, you can't do that like that because there's a lot of women that will lift Ray J's stomach up and literally lift that stomach up and forehead do shit out of that. Okay. Cooched, coked, and doped out as he is. Yeah, sit there and suck the shit out of that dope. Okay, Princess, so you stop that. You stop that, Princess. You stop that. You keep that to yourself. No, I'm not saying, you shouldn't just sit and keep abuse to yourself. But girl, you got to stop making it such a big deal. Everything is not about, well, they want me to play a clip, but I'm so scared to play a clip because last time we played a clip, I had to have all of my subscribers unsubscribe from Zeus because Zeus had flagged my video. But I will play a little bit of a clip as long as Zeus doesn't play with me. This is a clip that Zeus plays, so I'll play a clip, okay? I really want to play the clip where he was tweaking. That's the clip I really want to play. Ooh, you know what? Maybe I could, but Zeus might flag me. I'm only going to play a little bit. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the clip. Let me see if I can get it because I paid for Zeus. Let me see if I can get it on here. If I can get it on here, I'll play it for you. But, like, y'all going to have to go to Zeus and watch it because they're not going to play with me. I'm not so good now. Zeus, they will take my content down. I'm not finna go there with them, okay? And I'm not mad at them for doing it because I do it too. And be no hater, okay? But let me see. Okay, oh, we got it. Okay, let me see if I can show you. Oh.
Okay, let me see if I could show you where he was tweaking. No, I want to see where he was tweaking. Let me show you where he was really tweaking at. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Where? Hold on. Okay, okay, y'all ready? We're going to get into some things. Okay, let me see, let me see. I've been trying this. This is new. This is new for me. I've been trying to figure out how to do the window share. This is new for me. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. Okay, a screen. Okay, let me see. Let me see. Let me see if I can get the Zeus. Oh, period, Paul. Let me see if it's going. Oh, period. Period. I'm that one. Zeus, listen, I'm not going to play the whole thing, Zeus. I'm just trying to show the. Okay, so that was the part where she gave a lot with that. Let me see this part. I'm trying to see. Oh, that's where he walked off. Hold on. Oh, this is where he walked in. Hurry up. Hold on. This shit's taking too long. Hold on. Where is it where he got up? Oh, here we go, here we go. Hold on, I don't want them to flag me, y'all. Because they will strike me. So then he got up and needed to get him a cigarette. Okay, well, you guys are going to have to watch it because... Watch, right here. He's going to be doing like the tweaking, girl. We're going to see. He's going to be... Watch. Watch. Zeus, don't flag me. Watch. Watch. That nigga was tripping. Okay, that's all I'm playing because I don't want them to flag me. I don't want him to flag me. I don't want them to flag me. So that's what, Zeus, please do not flag me. Please do not flag me. Please do not flag me. I'm promoting the show. Oh. But because people wanted me to play a clip. So I didn't play the rap. I didn't play. I'm not playing the whole thing. I'm not. That's all I'm playing. Girl, if they flag me. I'll be so mad. I'll be so mad if they flag me. All right. So let's take some more calls. All right. 732-2926. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. I'm calling
yes.
Way from New Jersey. Hey,
shout out to
yes.
New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jersey in the building. Okay.
So I'm kind of mixed with Ray J and Princess, but I have an issue with Tasha K.
Okay.
I think Tasha K, like, even if Princess was to like have an interview with her. Like, Tasha K, first of all, you got your own husband and your own situation going on. Like, you supposed to be, like, some type of, I guess, not role model, but I would not go and you know, let her interview me and knowing that Tasha K is soulless. I would never do that.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about? I said that one more time.
What do you think about Princess supposedly, quote unquote, having an interview with Tasha K? Or
yeah, I said that already. That's why I think that Princess is trash for that. I would never trust her if I was Reggie. I do my research on who the hell
like,
that
is.
And I wouldn't. I know.
Exactly. Like, girl, Tasha K, girl, goodbye. Have several seats. That's all I have to say. My only issue right now, I don't know. I'm kind of like team both of them. I do want them to work out. But, like, all this extra stuff that Princess is doing, I think it's just her karma. What she's going through now is her karma. And just embrace your karma, deal with it, and move forward. Period.
Thank you, Carla.
Anyway, you have a...
You too. Shout out to Jersey. Private Carla, you're live on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
People need to stop saying that I need to start interviewing Tasha K. I do what I do.
What?
I know, right? Huh?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
So you got your crackheaded stupid ass up here to say what? You just want to be on live, stupid?
Yeah, people need to stop saying that I need to start interviewing.
Okay, thank you. 702-8866, you're live on the air. Hello, 702?
Hello?
Yes, sorry, the call ended before you came through. It was taking too long. 619-4205, you're live on the air.
Hi, Boo, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? So you're the only, you're one of the few people that understand how this works. I mean, that's why I get so frustrated. Like, how is it you hear me immediately and everybody takes like 10, 30 minutes to respond?
I don't know. But yeah, I know to turn it down and just sit back and get ready. As soon as you say the last four digits of my number and you hear the beep, turn you down in the background.
Because there's a whole beep that lets you know that you're live on the air.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Jesus. But I just want to comment on the Ray J and the Princess Love situation.
Okay.
And I just want to start off with saying that I'm team neither one of them. I'm just team marriage, period, you know, and I think that in this era of social media and different things like that, it's very difficult to have a marriage, you know. So first, I don't trust anything that Ray J say. Number one, Ray J got that old school media trainer, you know what I'm saying? And when those people talk, those, you know, the Brandys of the world, the Jay-Z, them, when they talk, I don't trust nothing they say because they've been trained and they well equipped on situations. So I don't trust anything that come out of Ray J's mouth. But you know, kept commenting on Princess' financial situation and who she was before this and all of that. And I just wanted to put this into perspective. If she was all those things and she know that Ray J's image is what makes her money and she is that much, you know, of a gold digger, or then why would she blast him? To me, that was somebody who was getting sick and tired. In marriage, it is very difficult to continue to go high when your partner is going low. Sometimes you want to take that to flow with them. You know what I'm saying? And I understand where she's coming from because I understand a marriage is hard. I have days where I want to Jodeci cry to my husband, tell him how much I love him and tell him that he's the only one. And then I have days where I want to put him in a hospital and fly his body home to his mama. You know, it varies, you know? I remember the best marriage advice I got from somebody was my grandmother. She said to me, I looked my grandmother in the eyes, 32 years married, and asked her, did she love my grandfather every day? And she laughed in my face.
Well, let me ask you this. Even on those days where you want to put your husband in a plane and fly him off to his mother, are you going to go to his job or go to your Facebook and air your husband out, the father of your kids?
But,
I don't know if you got kids. But Princess did.
But you know
and
what,
that's
Armand,
the problem.
No, I'm not. But you know why? Because I'm so many years in that I understand the method to the madness. I understand that. A few things. I understand that feelings are not facts. I understand that, first of all. And I understand that even at the end of the day, that if I drop him tomorrow, he still got to feed us, you know, and I understand that. But I can understand being so frustrated with somebody who, you know, won't give you what you want. And, you know, thinking about a failed marriage can be, you know, stressful. I can understand being so frustrated with a man where you can't get his attention in no other way than to mess with him the way you know that you're going to get him to answer. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what she did.
And I understand that. And I think that we're talking from places like, and this is the only place we can talk from of if our situation. But I have to look at it from a situation of being a public figure, you know what I mean, or being an entity. If my man were to go on social media and discuss, that is the ultimate betrayal. That's it. No, that's it.
I'm not. I get that. I swear to God, I get that. But think about it. To us, you are Armand Wiggins, the guy to make us laugh, the guy to make us do this. But to your man, you probably annoying Gemini Armand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like even though he's this public figure in our head, and that's how we see it, I see it as Princess seeing it as this is a nigga who causing her hurt, who causing her pain, why she trying to deliver their baby. Now, I'm not accusing her behavior. All I'm saying is marriage takes growth. And the problem in this situation, this whole conversation, putting it on blast, is there will be no growth because there's too many people throwing seeds in a marriage.
Yeah, this is over. This was just a bit like the fact that they went on Zeus and did this, and this was Princess's idea. This should let you know what kind
grab.
Of chick you're doing.
Yeah, she
this
does.
Is over.
It was a money grab. Yep. I agree. You know, so
you talking to Tasha K. You doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, the marriage is over. It's oh, you let people in your bedroom, your house. This is the wrap. This is done.
You know, when I knew it was over from the moment that his mother and his sister got to express their feelings about his wife. That's when it became over for me. You know, I knew it wasn't going to last because you should never know what feelings are, you know, publicly, because it has nothing to do with them. I just think people nowadays don't take marriage seriously. They romanticize it, and they don't even understand the dedication that it takes to be in it with somebody forever.
Thank you, caller.
All right, boo.
I love you. Bye. I love when she calls in. Okay, we got 2 minutes left. 919-6686. You're live on the air. Hello? See, then I have to hang up on people. I have to hang up on her. Want to take another? 319-2130. You live on the air.
Hey, Armand, I just have one question. What if it's all a plot so they can get paid off making TV shows and stuff like that? Because if you ever notice, like, they put all their business out and have it front line for everybody. But, like, they're always together. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always get back together. He ends up being in the hospital when the baby's born. I mean, they act like everything's fine. And they're making money off doing these shows and stuff. You know,
well, I mean, there's no secret that this was for some money too, but this I definitely feel like this is real. What person? I mean, think about it. Whenever you're in a relationship, do you really want the whole world in your business? Not really. No. What happened on Instagram? What happened in Vegas was really real. The emotions are real. That happened, but they're just making money. They're exploiting themselves. They're exploiting their marriage. For clicks and views.
Exactly.
That's
and
why
really
they're both
her that
trash.
Puts it all out there. It's really her that puts it all out there and like wants the whole world to know what he's doing for her. And it's crazy to me because, like, me personally, I keep my relationships off social media because I don't want people to know what's going on in my relationship. It's nobody's business but my own. So to me, it's like, dang, she's so open about it and she lets everybody know everything that maybe I felt like maybe it was a plot to like maybe make some more money or something like that. But you're right. You know, there has to be some truth in it, too.
Yes. Thank you, caller.
But that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Let's try this one again. 919-6686. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Armand. So I just wanted to, like, give my commentary on this situation. It's going to be short.
Okay.
I am honestly over Princess and Ray J. And I'm going to tell you what I would have been over Ray J. I was over Ray J when he pushed Princess in that pool.
That,
to me, spelled disrespect.
But go ahead. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Okay.
I am not going to have another child with a man who can't even respect me enough to make sure that I'm safe. For him to push her in that pool, he didn't care nothing about Princess. And I don't understand why she's doing all of this now. Their relationship is like a joke. It's not anything that I would take seriously. But that's my opinion. That pool was it for me.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one more, and then we're going to get on out of here. 510-5227, you're live on the air. 510.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, okay, I want to give my ask you a question. Do you mean that they're done, like the whole just Princess and what's his name, Ray J? Do you think they're just done, their marriage, everything, or just their brand?
No, I think the marriage is over because I don't feel like there's any trust there. I personally wouldn't trust, if I'm Ray J, I don't trust you. Girl, you would do anything that a side chick or a blog or a friend would do. You would expose me to the media, and you're too reactional. You're not thinking about the bigger picture, which is our money. You know, so his image is how he makes his money. So if she goes and exposes him, he lost over $2 million because of what she did that day. And then if I'm her, I'm like, okay, well, I feel like I'm dating a narcissistic manipulator. And because he is who he is, I can't really communicate the way I want to. And I get frustrated. And I do like to take things to social media, but I can't do it because this is a celebrity and he will go sleep with another woman. He will cheat. So at the end of the day, guess what? This relationship is faulty because he needs to go seek counseling and try to figure out what he's cheating for when he does cheat, because it's not the first time that it's been mentioned that he's cheated or something like that.
Right.
But then at the same time, you know, he needs to understand that he's dated a woman. She needs to understand that you are a woman, that anytime something happens in your relationship, you're going to the freaking internet. And your man is a whole celebrity.
Because it was Zeus. Her idea was to go on Zeus. So what was that? What if that was her apology to make some more money off of what she fucked up on? I mean, she messed up on.
No, because once you do it one time, that's who you would do it again. And, you know, in my mind, I've decided at you.
Well, let me just say this. I believe
if my man went and told the internet anything about me, I can guarantee you. If my man went and spoke out on Facebook, YouTube, knowing the climate of what that could bring, it's over. It's over. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I believe that when you're in a relationship, especially young or being in a marriage young, there's going to be some mess up things that happen. Infidelity. This is just one of those things that you're saying that you're like, oh no, this is just it. You betrayal. But people can change. Like, she probably really learned from this. Like, we just lost $2 million. Like, I was in my feelings. Women are emotional. We have emotions and stuff. That does not excuse our stuff, but I feel like they can come back from this. The marriage is not just over because she was in her feelings. This isn't something that she always do. Let's be clear. Their relationship was on VH1. That's where it started. Not started, but that's where they're used to this. They're used to airing out all of their stuff. This is something that they always do. Now, to just say that over, I mean, what you're saying is that you saying is it's a wrap. But I think Ray J still going to make it.
Because they don't trust each other. They don't. Now they're at the point where they're literally exploiting their marriage now for clicks and views. But you have to think, okay, well, what's next? So this works, okay. So then they find that this is how what gets them attention, this keeps them relevant. So then this becomes like Love and Hip Hop became a vice for them that they had to feed. If they would have never been on Love and Hip Hop, I don't feel like Princess would have even done the whole social media thing that she did, which would have been turned into a Zeus series. So now there's this reality TV thing about their relationship. So what's next after they get together and some more shit happens? Or Ray J does have a substance abuse problem. Does she then go and do a tell-all interview with Tasha freaking K and tell people that Ray J's doing coke and then apologize later? Dude, is that a risk that you're willing to take?
I'm not doing it. All right, well, thank you for listening. That's all I
thank
have to
you.
Say. Keep going. Keep grinding.
Thank you, but love you. Bye. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But all right, we've been on here an hour, so you guys, we're going to wrap it up. But I want you guys to, I just...